We are live at Dodger Stadium. The Dodgers and Cardinals getting set for game one of this three-game series. And whether it's home plate seats or meetings at the office, Travis Mathieu apparel is as stylish as it is versatile to keep you looking and feeling your best during your daily routine. Visit TravisMathieu.com to shop today. And I'm joined right now by one of the former great Dodgers in their franchise history, the best third baseman they have had in Los Angeles and maybe in their entire franchise's history. And the advanced numbers now are starting to back that up. And that is the one and only number 10 Penguin, Ron Say. Ron, always great to see you at Dodger Stadium.
David, thank you.
What's it like now when we look back at your career, Ron? It's always great to celebrate your career because, in my opinion, it's not celebrated enough. What's the biggest thing that you look back on and are the most proud of?
I think the best thing that I was hopeful of accomplishing was that we would have a group of guys that could carry the history and tradition of the organization that we were handed to. It came from the 40s back in Brooklyn through the 50s, the move to Los Angeles in 58. The championship teams in the 60s, and when we came on, we were expected to, kind of carry that burden, carry the flag. And we were very lucky. Four World Series, World Championship, All-Star caliber infield, All-Star caliber outfield, Cy Young Award winners, MVPs, World Series MVPs. We were able to accomplish a lot, and had the first 30 home run foursome in Major League history, played on the longest running and most successful by fact infield in Major League history. Not the greatest infield, but the most successful. And to be able to do that and give our fans an opportunity to have a relationship with first team in Major League history to draw 3 million people, those were all really great things that happened. And I'm just glad that I was able to be a part of that.
If you look at the advanced stats now that a lot of front offices use, including the WAR stat, if you look it up in Dodger history, Ron Say has the third highest WAR number of any Dodger infielder behind Jackie Robinson and Pee Wee Reese. Everything that you mentioned, you talked about the group, the team. Do you feel like sometimes yourself and some of your teammates get lost in the shuffle of what you accomplished individually?
The WAR stat is essentially a new stat through Sabermetrics that we've been involved with for X number of years now, and if it's good enough for Mike Trout, I guess it's good enough for everybody else, but. In comparison with what happened, I was even surprised when I found that out. I am the number one ranked infielder in Los Angeles Dodger history, and overall, three behind Jackie Robinson and Pee Wee Reese. So I think that was surprising to me in a sense, but it's the new way of which, we try to understand a player's abilities and assets and skills a little bit better. So.
Well, I think everybody that watched you play realizes how great you were and how much you meant to this franchise. You're still a rock star, Ron. We were on the field earlier today, and one of the great actors in Los Angeles, Edward James, almost stopped you because he wanted a photo with you. Most everybody stops him to take a picture because who he is, but he wanted a picture with Ron Say.
That was very flattering, but, very humble guy. I've been a big fan of his work for a long time. And the funny thing about it, when we go back to our time here, we had a lot of lax security. We had a lot of people come here that were big time movie stars back in the past, and it was always fun rubbing elbows with them. And they get pretty excited about it. And the one thing that I learned early on is that normally you don't introduce yourself to those people. You know who they are and they know who you are. So it's really kind of unique and it's fun, and I've always enjoyed it.
Were you ever blown away, even when you were playing, that you may have wanted to meet that actor or a musician, yet they may have wanted to meet you just as much.
Oh, man, I made a mistake a long time ago. I was at a charity golf tournament here years ago over at I think it was Wilshire Country Club, and Frankie Avalon was there. And I saw him from a distance, and I know that he recognized me as well. And for some reason, I got really shy and backed off of it. But I kick myself every time I think about that. I should have run over there, because who wouldn't have wanted to meet Frankie Avalon?
He probably felt the same way. He was shy and intimidated by that mustache.
Well, I don't know. But anyway, I have some regrets, yeah.
Well, I'm sure Frankie Avalon does too, because no doubt about it, Ron Say and the rest of his teammates in the 70s and 80s were the biggest stars in town, and that's saying something. You're still a big star. People still want to meet you. We see it every day here at Dodger Stadium.
David, you're too kind to me. Thank you.
It's true. The best third baseman in Dodger history, Ron Say, has been our guest. Ron, we'll see you here, I guess, tomorrow, and we'll catch up with you later this year.
Thanks, David.
There he is. The Penguin. Ron Say has been our guest, Tim. We'll send it back to you.